We have often covered Monsanto, GMOs, the EPA, and food in general. In fact, we have an exclusive about it on our website. But this information that was just released recently by Food Babe, many of you all know her, it is shocking. You know, it draws a correlation to the Hillary emails. Because, except for these weren't leaked, not hacked, these weren't leaked. These were requested by a court. And the contents of these emails, well, it's not nearly as extreme like John Podesta's emails were, where spirit cooking and all that stuff was, but these emails have a similar tone. And not necessarily in the openly practicing satanic way, but in the way of harming you and me. In the way of impacting you and me to where they don't care about our health. They care about our money. We are literally dollar signs in their eyes, and it's time to stop it. Emails between the EPA and Monsanto have now been revealed, and the contents are sickening. Food Babe has made it her life's mission to raise public awareness about what's really in our food, how it can affect our health, and how a handful of large corporations are poisoning us for profit. Here's how it works. So you have food that is contaminated or tainted. We eat that food, regardless of if it's organic. We need to check these organic labels too, believe me. Regardless of if it's organic, organic's just a better quality of contaminated. You need to buy local, and you need to know the farmer. Now, hang on. Reel it back a little bit here. Sorry. They taint the food to make us sick. Then pharma steps in and profits off our sickness. And instead of us getting healthy with their drugs, it keeps us sick, so we have to keep paying big pharma over and over and over again. How many diseases can be caused by malnutrition or by tainted food? That's an open question. Go ahead and leave your answer in the comments. Now, within these emails, it's disgusting. Stating the obvious, Monsanto makes billions off of Roundup sales, so they don't want anyone to question its safety. Some never-before-seen confidential documents just released in a court case against Monsanto give us a glimpse into how they are working to influence the EPA, the very agency that was put in place to protect the environment and to protect health, I guess. It's a joke to say they're going to protect our health, because what's within these emails? Let's just keep going. Who is in charge of determining whether they are allowed to sell Roundup anymore and undermine any efforts to ban its use? These documents show what many of us have known and suspected for quite some time. Monsanto is manipulating scientific research and has gotten some EPA officials on their side who seem to be helping them cover up the health dangers of Roundup so they can keep it on the market. It is the special interest groups. Keep in mind, Monsanto and the EPA both do not want the public to see these internal emails. Why do you think that is? Here's what the documents say so far. Monsanto was in private talks with the top official at the EPA, Jess Rowland, who was in charge of evaluating the cancer risk of glyphosate for the EPA. Rowland was allegedly helping them stop another federal agency from investigating whether glyphosate causes cancer and told a Monsanto employee, "If I can kill this, I should get a medal." Lady, Jess Rowland, you are killing us. Rowland also signed off on the mysteriously leaked and deleted EPA memo, which found glyphosate not likely to be carcinogenic to humans, which Monsanto touted as proof the EPA finds it safe. Now, here is the actual contents within the email. Also, Jess called to ask for a contact name at ATSDR. I passed on Jesselyn's email. He told me no coordination is going on and he wanted to establish some, saying, if I can kill this, I should get a medal. However, don't get your hopes up. I doubt EPA and Jess can kill this. But it's good to know they are going to actually make the effort now to coordinate due to our pressing and their shared concern that ATSDR is consistent in its conclusions with the EPA. This is an email from Monsanto. Long-term EPA toxicologist Marion Copley accused EPA's Roland of playing political conniving games with the science and making decisions based on his bonus in favoring pesticide makers such as Monsanto. Dr. Copley went on to allude that other EPA staff have conflicts of interest and may be taking bribes. She asserts that Anna Lowett, still at the EPA, intimidated staff to change their findings to favor the industry. Dr. Copley also stated, it is essentially certain that glyphosate causes cancer. Marion Copley, 30-year career EPA scientist, not some Joe Schmo scientist that works for Natural News. And I'm not trying to attack Natural News, because they're not nobodies. They've been doing a great job, an excellent job. This is an EPA scientist. And in our world, the EPA title holds a lot more weight than alternative media. But this scientist just confirmed what Natural News has been saying for years. A Monsanto employee proposed they could ghostwrite portions of a scientific report and then just have hired scientists sign their names, so to speak. The EPA would later use this report, evaluate the safety of glyphosate. The reason they would do this is highly unethical, to make the report appear to have been prepared by independent scientists, when in reality, Monsanto wrote it. This begs the question, how often do they do this? An email suggests they ghostwrite this report presented to the EPA regulators in 2000, although no Monsanto employees are listed as authors. All right, here's another email. Donna, per our phone call with John the other day, the next two most important things that we need to do are the meta-analysis publication of the AG Health Study follow-up publication. Assuming we can get our hands on the data in a reasonable time frame, I feel confident that we will have organizational support for doing these projects. So I think we need to start setting them up now. For the meta-analysis, please contact Elizabeth. Let her know we would like her/Ellen to do this and get a cost estimate for her. For the AHS data, I heard two action items during our call. First, get with the lawyers to initiate the FOI process. Second, contact Tom Sorohan to get him lined up to do the analysis when we get the data. Also, get a cost estimate from him. For the overall plausibility paper that we discussed with John, where he gave the example, I'm still having a little trouble wrapping my mind around that. If we went full bore, involving experts from all the major areas, EPI tox, gene tox, MOA exposure, not sure who we'd get. We could be pushing 250,000, or maybe even more. A less expensive, more palatable approach might be to involve experts only for the areas of contention. Epidemiology and possibly MOA, depending on what comes out of the IARC meeting, and we ghostwrite the exposure tox and gene tox sections. An option would be to add Green and Kier or Kirkland to have their names on the publication, but we would be keeping the cost down by us doing the writing, and they would just edit and sign their names, so to speak. Recall that is how we handled Williams, Crows, and Monroe in 2000. Way back in 1999, Monsanto buried the findings of their own scientist, Dr. James Perry, who found glyphosate is genotoxic and recommended further testing. Internal emails show that Monsanto employees questioned whether Perry had ever worked with industry before, hoped that it didn't cost too much, and that they should hire a different expert who would be influential with regulators and help them with outreach efforts. They only want to hire scientists who will make findings in their favor to deceive our regulators. This is disgusting. Monsanto knows other compounds in Roundup, such as NNG and 1,4 dioxane, are toxic and cause cancer, as they acknowledged with this with each other in emails mentioned in court docs. If you talk to Kerry, an EPA employee, I wouldn't push the NNG issue too hard. Don't want to draw attention to the toxicity of our product. These are in their emails. How many times does it all have to come out? We had the climate gate back a few years ago. We have the Hillary Clinton emails. And now we have Monsanto's emails. How many times does the alternative media have to be proven correct before people really start to wake up? But no, that's not what's happening. Instead, I mean, people are waking up. Let me go back and say that again. People are waking up at an alarming rate to the globalists. And they are doing their very best to shut down everybody. They're running a federal investigation into InfoWars and Breitbart. And you have Google, who is now going to redo their policies on what's allowed on YouTube. You see, they started this all with the fake news, but that backfired. Because they're fake news. But now we're seeing the interests or the investors into certain advertisements, like let's say AT&T and Verizon, who are the two biggest advertisers in the US, they're pulling their support for YouTube because they don't agree that these sorts of videos should be on YouTube. We have a problem. We have companies who are feeding us chemicals, and we have other companies, bigger companies, who don't want the information out. It's like they're all working together here. They are. That's all I got for you. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Thank you all for watching our channel. We don't know how much longer we have with this channel, so thank you for subscribing. And if you want to keep following us around the web, please go to the first comment down at the bottom. There's a little URL. Just click that URL. Subscribe to our emails for free that we send out personally because Google's subscription system sucks. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.